might say it, the storm has settled down, and now we're getting a gentle rain or a gentle downpour or something like that. I might use that expression, I guess. I guess that'd be right.
Oh, I was talking about fog. How about that other white stuff that kills things in the fall?
You don't mean frost, do you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's right. When the frost hits the pumpkin? Yeah. All right. The potter's in the shock. If the potter's in the shock, why then let's let the frost hit the pumpkin. That don't hurt him at all.
And you mentioned playing on the ice. Did things freeze here regularly? The ponds?
Well, when I was a boy, yes. We had a lot more severe winters than we have now. Yeah, that's right. Oh, we couldn't hardly wait for the old ponds to freeze over so we'd get our old skates out and sharpen them up and start skating. Yeah. And the river, merciful heaven, sometimes it... I've seen that old river up there many a time when it was 12, 15, 18 inches ice thick on it.
My goodness.
Yeah, you could drive a span of horses and a wagon, a load of anything right across on the ice.
About what time of year would it freeze?
Long in the middle of the winter, I would say, December, January.
Uh-huh.
Then was our cold months.
Uh-huh. And how long would it stay that way?
Gosh, I've seen it stay that way for a long time, I'll tell you, for all through maybe December and January, maybe up into February.
Was there a current in the river?
Hmm?
Is there a current in the river?
Well, usually. Very, very seldom. Very seldom that river wouldn't run. But I have seen that happen in a real extreme dry time. The old river didn't even run.
No,
but that didn't happen very often.
Oh, did you have any special name for a creek bend that was dry? Did you call it anything special?
No, I can't say that we did. It's just a dry creek, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. But I don't remember of a big canyon being dry very far. But I have seen some of those streams up in that country that you get right down in the bed of it and just walk for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, maybe hundreds of yards, maybe as much as a mile. Never see a drop of water. That is really an extreme dry time, though, only.
What types of houses did the early settlers here build?
Well, there was all the early settlers that settled this country here in the early day, they were all log houses. That's right. So, of course, sometimes in, for instance, for the hours there, I don't know whether I think there was nothing more than a log house down there in the bottom when my father located and settled in that. And I presume that he might have built that addition onto it, that frame addition.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know that he did. I don't know that that's a fact.
Well, let's see. Let's say you do something once, and then you do it again, you'll say then you have done it.
Second time.
Uh-huh. And that's the same as, can you say that another way?
Well, I just done it over.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Twice?
Mm-hmm. I done the same thing twice?
Now I'd like to know the pertinent information here before I run through and clean this up and get those things I've missed. Would you rather I go early now? Could I come back and talk to you for 45 minutes at 1 o'clock?
What time is it?
It's 15 minutes at 12.
Well, if it's going to take 45 minutes, well, maybe I better do that then.
Okay.